Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone, inside the fortified perimeter of the farm. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, August 10, 2020. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Senator Lindsey Graham takes off the gloves and talking about the FBI misleading not only the FISA courts about the Steele dossier, but also lying and misleading Congress about the fictional piece of garbage used to get warrants on the Trump campaign. Number two, Bill Maher, meantime, takes the gloves off about Bill Clinton taking his pants off on Jeffrey Epstein's sex island. I mean, crazy thought, right? And number one, gun sales are soaring. The coronavirus is fading in the Sun Belt, and Joe Biden is sunsetting in his basement. Meanwhile, President Trump taking aim at the Democrats to get on a level playing field with them and fighting against the scourge of socialism and Marxism and defending America along the way. He flips the narrative. But first today, I would like to take the pulse of America. Because really, 2016, the president's victory began to take shape about this time of the year in places like Ohio. So what is the state of the race in Ohio today? That's what I want you to know. It's Trump time. That's what we're learning from MSNBC and a reporter from the Toledo Blade newspaper. Here's what was said on MSNBC when asked about Ohio. This young woman weighed in. Here's what she had to say about it and the president's visit last week to Ohio. Listen to this. Bite 9, go.
What's the state of play in Ohio as we head in less than 3 months away from the vote?
So we saw a huge response yesterday ahead of this visit. And I think it's important to remember just how small the town is that the president visited. Hyde, Ohio, not a major city. This is the first time a sitting president has visited there since 1912. So this was a really big deal for the people who live there, regardless of your political affiliation. You know, if you're driving there from Toledo, which is the closest big city, you will see a lot of Trump signs. There was a huge motorcade yesterday, many, many kids people urging him to finish the wall. So it was a crowd that was very amped for the president yesterday. And so, you know, the state of play in Ohio, we have a lot of polls telling us that this is an extraordinarily close race between Donald Trump and Joe Biden in Ohio. The race is definitely shaping up to be competitive for 2020, but you wouldn't necessarily believe that after seeing this scene yesterday.
So if you're actually on the ground in the middle of America, you wouldn't actually believe that Joe Biden's competitive in places like Ohio. The same sort of the things that you were told back in 2016. Donald Trump can't win these places. He can't even get the nomination, let alone be president. Just look at the polls, right? Look at the polls. That was a very telling report, let's be honest. You've got MSNBC, Willie Geist, about as far left as they go, with a reporter from the Toledo Blade that I'm going to guess it's not a raging conservative. Just a guess. I could be wrong about her. But I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say she's not a raging conservative, and she's saying, man, it's all Trump all the time. It looks like Trump country. Not to mention, when the president is going to these different places, even though he can't hold big rallies, the motorcade, the route, is lined with tens of thousands of people every place he goes. Tens of thousands of people turning out just to wave at the motorcade and wave flags and celebrate the president of the United States. Does that sound like somebody who's getting creamed in the electorate? I don't look at it that way. As I told you in the last couple of weeks, the president has closed the margin, even by the polls that are out there, by 3 points, cutting it from 9 to 6 nationally. And of course, those aren't the polls that really matter. National polls are a gauge overall, but the real polls are in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, North Carolina and Michigan. Those are the polls that really matter. And so when you look at Joe Biden and his continued missteps and talking about his mental fitness, to do the job, you have to wonder. The call is getting louder for Joe Biden not to debate the president in person. Joe Biden has said several times he would debate in person anytime, any place. You know, pulling out of that now, very difficult, very easy political ads to make. I'll go any place, anytime. Well, I've changed my mind. It's just not safe. Meanwhile, what role will the Clintons play? Bill and Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton, a very popular two-term president at one time. What role, if any, does he play? Documents released here recently from a 2011 deposition connect the former president to Jeffrey Epstein and Sex Island and the Lolita Express and all of that. Jeffrey Epstein, the late accused sex trafficker, convicted sex trafficker. His longtime lover, Ghislaine Maxwell, and facilitator, now sitting in jail awaiting trial, bringing a lot of questions to what about Bill Clinton? What about Hillary Clinton? And the guy that had the guts to ask the question, Bill Maher. Bill Maher wasn't afraid to ask the question of Paul Begala and other Democratic operatives on his program on Friday. Man, did he step in it? Look at their faces. Listen to the way they sound. They're not impressed with Bill Maher at this point, but I want you to hear it. Bite number six from Bill Maher, going for it, going for the throat of Bill Clinton. Bite six. Go.
This has always comes up with the Democrats with every election. What do we do with the Clintons now? Seriously, I mean, now Bill Clinton, people are saying that there are witnesses who saw him on Jeffrey Epstein's sex island. Obviously, it's denied. Well, I mean, you shake your head like that. Oh, that's impossible. Bill Clinton, a horny guy on sex island? Ridiculous. I mean, that just so not. Look, it's possible. My question is, you know, he has assets and he has things that are not quite assets. And same with Hillary. What do the Democrats, what should they do? Megan, you go first with the Clintons.
Well, I mean, why are we not allowed to have any problematic people from our past? I mean, the Republicans have their share of incredibly unsavory figures, and a lot of them are still in office.
Why can't we have people that have a history? That's the best they got. It's the best they got. The DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, if you want to check the pulse of the program from time to time. Wayne is checking in from the great state of Montana, the treasure state. Wayne, what's on your mind?
Well, when the president signed that relief bill and put it into law by executive order, as sure as there is a hell, the Democrats, the head devil, Nancy Pelosi, opposed America, and she opposes you and for the relief that the president wants to give you. So now, Trump has forced their hand and shown what they are, which is nothing but hateful and opposing America.
Wayne, greatly appreciate you checking in. The president certainly has flipped the narrative with his executive orders on Saturday, a whole series of them, extending federal unemployment benefits for months at $400 a week, not $600 a week, but still $400 a week, extending that out, protecting student loans, stopping foreclosures, stopping evictions, a whole series of executive orders. Quick break. It's 14 after. We'll continue this conversation as we continue hour number two in the No Panic Zone of the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
In the den. Hi, this is Matt Shepard for my friends at Meijer, reminding you, get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. Save with great deals and low Meijer prices every week, all week long. The Tigers just swept their first road series in a National League ballpark in 7 years. They are 3 games over 500 for the first time since April of last season, and they did it in a way that reflects perfectly just how much they've improved. In the first 2 wins in Pittsburgh, Detroit slugged its way to wins with a combined 28 runs, 32 hits, and 14 extra base hits. In the finale, they came back to win a 2-1 pitching duel by getting a solid 7 innings from Spencer Turnbull. They played stellar defense and got 2 clutch hits from 2 leaders in Austin Romine and Miguel Cabrera. Yes, many will smirk and say they beat the Pirates, the worst team in the league. But I look at it like they did what they were supposed to do. And that's more than we could say a year ago.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer Sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.